for the way that their great genius ancestor treated his wife.
Yeah.
She had a pretty tough time.
Sure.
And there she is, buried all on her own with their infant daughter Dora, who died at 8 months, in a big vault that was supposed to be where he was to be buried. Yeah. And in the end, he wasn't buried there.
Right. And I wonder if it wasn't for Poets' Corner, if he would have been buried there, given that it wasn't his...
No,
he divorced her.
I think even more sadly, he never actually divorced her, but he moved away to Rochester. And I think after he moved to Gad's Hill in Rochester, he felt that he wanted to be buried there. He felt that he wasn't really a London boy, he was a Rochester boy. And so, although he devised Highgate Cemetery as his final resting place, his life moved on to such an extent that he wouldn't have been buried here, I don't think.
That was a very touching piece, wasn't it, read around that grave, because talking about immortality, I thought that was, there was saying that immortality is really, it's in other people's minds, it's their view of you, and that's exactly what we're experiencing here today.
It was a fascinating piece because it's from the end of the novel Old Curiosity Shop, and there's a character in that, Little Nell. And while he was writing Old Curiosity Shop in installments, his readers could sense that he was going to kill off Little Nell by the end of the novel.
Yeah.
And they passionately wanted him not to. They wrote him letters, there were articles in the papers, please, you can't kill her, she's too wonderful. And he wrestled with himself. He wrote in his mind a version where she doesn't die. But in the end, his greatness as a novelist won out, because he knew he had to kill her. He'd been planning to kill her off the whole time. And so brilliantly, he set the very last chapter that she's in the novel, in a cemetery that she is given the responsibility of tending. So he was able to write a very tender colloquy on mortality, on the way cemeteries should make us feel when we visit them, and on the impossibility of important people to us ever being forgotten.
And, of course, it was really based on his daughter's death, wasn't it? And her death was inevitable then.
I think when his little daughter Dora died at the age of 8 months, it had a profound effect on him. And we know he stood up here in the cemetery grieving for his little daughter.
Really?
And certainly when he came to be writing... I mean, all the deaths of children in Dickens's novels are, I think... partly refer to that death. But interestingly, of course, he wrote Old Curiosity Shop before Dora had died. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it was a prophetic moment of killing off the little girl.
This cemetery has gone through a lot of changes.